Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because, first of all, I told you that this was going to happen. And we've got a lot to cover today. So, a lot of problems with home builders, a lot of problems with the economy that we're being told one day that things are great and then they're completely upside down. But please don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. We've got over 1,000 videos now done on this channel. I'm very proud of that. Plus, today we have a sponsor, Dr. Marty, and I will talk about him a little later, but let's get right into it. My favorite home builder, Lennar Homes. A year ago, we had so much talk about the problems with excess inventory. That was houses that were completed but hadn't been sold yet. We're seeing so much of this right now, and Lennar just announced their numbers. In addition to announcing their numbers, the most important thing about this is that they're selling their multifamily units, their apartments, their condos. Now, here's the thing about this. I don't care what they tell us. We've seen this here in Southern California. You've seen the oversaturation of all this building that's going on right now. And it's just, they build these dormitory type units that are three, four, five stories. And people are not moving into these like they thought they were. People want a backyard. People want a balcony. People want to be able to take their dog someplace. Lennar Homes has so many of these units. They're selling 11,000 of these units right now, called Quarterra. That's their multifamily division. So Quarterra is for sale right now, and they anticipate that they could get as much as $4.5 billion for this. Wow, that's crazy. Okay. And it's listed through JLL, which is a huge, here in Southern California, JLL is a huge commercial real estate company. And, the thing about this is that the sales volume, this is what's disturbing. Sales volume for multifamily units in 2023 are down 61.9%, 62% right now. And the worst part about this is that the prices per unit have dropped 7.8%. So not only did the prices drop 8%, but sales for multi-units are down 62%, guys. 62%. So, and they blame it on oversaturation. At the end of Q3, 70% of the nearly 1 million units under construction in the U.S. were considered high-end. So everybody wants to go after this high-end market, but you've got another million units that are still in construction around the country. Who's going to live in these, guys? Who's going to live in these? And the construction cost, the carrying cost for real estate has gone through the roof. The thing that I love is the people that write me and say, "You don't understand. Lennar gets a better deal from the bank than we do." Okay, let's play that game that's not true. And let's say that they get 1%, 2% lower. They're spending more money than ever for the construction carrying costs, and they need to unload these. Now, here's the thing that really got me going is that in addition to this, the company delivered 23,795 homes. And they're talking about how, hey, think about this. Our home building sector is doing great. Okay. But that drove, it's $1.4 billion in earnings. And, the company's been around since 1954. Now, here's the thing about this. Lennar, one thing that we covered for the last 2 years is their inventory of uncompleted homes. And at one point, it was over 26,000 houses that were done. But remember, last year, they unloaded homes. They've done things to where now it's, as of the latest quarter that was just announced Friday, 14,982 homes. So that is a total of 15,000 houses that are sitting there on the books right now. Now, the crazy thing is the average house price. This still floors me, $441,000. I am telling you guys, here in Southern California, you'd have a difficult time finding condos for 441 grand. So, new orders rose 31.6% from a year ago to 17,366 homes, and the value increased 31.6%, they said. Backlog, we just talked about that, but the backlog decreased 24% over a year ago, and the gross margin sales was 24%. So, sales are down in certain areas. They're not making as much money. They're charging more, but making less profit. So kind of interesting, but I think you're going to see more and more of these home builders have these problems. Lennar has to have incentives like you wouldn't believe right now. They're giving remodeling incentives. You know, when you come into the house, if the house is you want it upgraded, they'll give you $50,000, $100,000 in our area for things like that. They will buy down interest rates right now also, which is incredible because, they will give you, a 2% discount, things like that to get people into the homes. And again, will this work? How long will this work? So again, I don't think it's going to last very long because when you have a million multifamily
I know,
units under construction, that's a problem. A million units right now they anticipate are under construction. Who's going to move into these? And they're trying to unload 11,000 units. So share your thoughts on this stuff, guys, because you're seeing a lot of problems when it comes to the multifamily real estate, commercial real estate, and now the home builders that have all this extra inventory. So let me know what you think about that. Let's talk about our sponsor, Dr. Marty. Like millions of pet owners, taking care of your dog can be very complicated. Let's face it, our dogs can have issues from bad breath to joint pain, just being sluggish, lack of mobility. Well, Dr. Marty is a holistic veterinarian who has spent decades working on getting dog food right. And in our dog food, there's things that could basically kill our dogs. And we have to look at what we feed our dogs on a daily basis. Dr. Marty has put together a video that you should take a look at called Pet Food Exposed /Dan. And you can see what you should be feeding your pet and how you can, take advantage of and change it right away. Forbes magazine called him a miracle worker when it came to dogs. And dogs need a special diet. We care about them. They are part of our families. But take a look at this today because Dr. Marty has put together something that, I didn't know this until I saw it. And you should take a look at this too. So petfoodexposed.com/Dan. The best way to do it is use the link below to get access to this video and see exactly what Dr. Marty's talking about and how you need to feed your dog properly and take advantage of this right away. Click on the link below. I want to remind you about our Christmas card list because tomorrow is the last day to sign up for this. It will not be extended. Go to iSecretSanta.com and you can join the Christmas card list. Everybody gets a Christmas card, but we're also giving out to selected people. We're just going to randomly pull them and give out everything from some cash to some gift cards, some gold, some silver, a little bit of fun stuff. So go to iSecretSanta.com. Plus, I want to thank everybody who sent me, Christmas cards right now and holiday cards. I appreciate this so much. The effort to do that is just huge. And, the McLaughlin sent me stuff that's really cool about their local community, which I absolutely love. I love stuff like this. I love the gifts. I love everything you sent me. My address is below if you ever want to do that. But, we keep getting fed a line in our economy. You look at Lennar Homes and what they're doing. They're seeing problems down the road and getting rid of it. Homelessness for the year is up 12% right now. Now, here it's a huge problem. 653,000 people they consider to be homeless, and I think it's a travesty that our veterans, are a big group of that people that have had issues, and it is horrible that we have this. Now, there is a thing that originally started in Australia called the working poor. And what the working poor is are people that have 8 to 5 jobs. They are working 40-hour week jobs and live in their cars. And they basically go park different places and live there. That's here too. Remember I covered those RVs that were over by the cemetery about 2 months ago? That has been cleaned out. They got rid of all those van lords. And basically, hey, who's got the registration on this? And clean that out. Because in Wackadoo, California, they made it that if your car is your residence, it cannot be towed. Well, they said, wait a second, these people are taking advantage of the system and they're renting out vans that are broken down that don't run. Hey, you've got a van that doesn't run, I'll give you $2,500 for it. And then charging people with state assistance $600, $700, $800, even $1,000 a month to live in a van that has no electricity, motorhome, whatever. So absolutely terrible, guys. Absolutely terrible. So real problem. You know, the next thing is the holiday hangover. They're saying that this is going to be the worst year for credit card debt after the holidays than ever because more people are relying on credit card debt. You know, the buy now, pay later thing, really, do you really need it that bad? Seriously. I'd like to sign up for this just to see how it is and see what the interest rates are and things like that. But there was a pizza place that was using buy now, pay later last year, and everybody freaked out about that. I just thought it was insane because, you know, your $30 pizza, what is that going to cost you in the end that you eat tonight and you're paying for it over the course of months? So, you know, let me know what you think about that. I think that we haven't seen anything yet in the economy. If you think that things are going to get better, good for you. I'm really happy for you. From somebody who is, you know, getting involved with that foreclosure company, I'm telling you guys what the banks are getting ready for is end of days. Lennar Homes is getting ready for end of days. And the idea with this is that when you want to get rid of 11,000 houses right now, and you're going to sit there and say, oh, the corporations are going to buy them. Lennar is one of the corporations, guys. Why are they unloading their houses right now? Oh, Dan, you're such a naysayer. It's just ridiculous. You know, here's another one for you. With the student loan forgiveness program, there were some people that actually got physical checks. And what happened was if somebody actually paid some of their student loans back, they were entitled to a refund, partial refund of some of the money that they paid. Whether you think that's fair or not, I mean, I'd like a refund on some of my stuff. I think it's kind of ridiculous myself. But Lois Wyatt, she got a check for $5,298 from the federal government and put it into her Chase account, JP Morgan Chase account. Not only did they freeze the account, but they closed the account after they accepted the deposit. Now, Lois was like, wait a second. I, you know, this was a check from the federal government. How do we know that? And again, if you do anything abnormal in your checking accounts, what I mean by that is if you don't normally put $5,298 checks in your account, take a picture of the check, take a picture of the paperwork, any letters, any correspondence, anything that can support why you got that money. Even tax refunds, guys, I recommend that people do this. I recommend, hey, you had an overpayment. Here's your money. You have that letter because these banks are doing this more and more. You smell what's going on with the banks. If they think that you are not, you know, a good risk, they're not even worrying about it. Now, JP Morgan Chase seized her account. The entire account was seized. So again, give this advice to other people. Not everybody has this problem, but Lois White still doesn't have the money right now. And she says, I'm going to be homeless as a result of not having this money. So again, do what you can do to look this up and to make sure that when you have this, you are protecting yourself. They have a big thing called Winter Wonderland. I'm out here at the bay, the Newport Dunes, and they do a holiday festival, which won't have the same feel for it, you know, during the day, especially in the morning like this. But they've got an ice skating rink and things like that, and this gets a real big crowd out here every year. So it's nice to go ice skating when the weather's like this, don't you think? I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. First one is Goodwill. You know, the secondhand store that people drop things off at. Jessica Vincent was in a Goodwill store and she saw a vase that she thought, oh, this is kind of cool. It's got blue and seafoam green that wraps around it. Thought it was really nice. It was $3.99. Bought it and then just thought, ah, there's something about this that's worth something. Gets it appraised, sends it to auction, and gets $100,000 for it. $100,000. How would you like to be the fool that took Aunt Mabel's vase and gave it to Goodwill and just unloaded it and didn't think twice about the value of that. Isn't that crazy? So there's that. The next one is Christina Grace. You're going to hear this more and more and more as this goes on. What happened was there's a copycat lawsuit right now with the realtors. And what she's upset about, she's from Marin County. She said, hey, it's unfair that when I sold my house, I had to give $54,000 to the listing agent, or the buyer's agent, pardon me, the buyer's agent. And I was forced to do that. So she wants to get class action status. This is going to change the way real estate is sold, guys. You're going to see more and more people that thought about this, that, you know, think about this, 54 grand to the people that brought the buyers into her. It's a lot of money, a lot of money. Now, the final story, there is a very high-end nursery in this city where I'm standing right now in Newport Beach called Rogers Gardens. And I'm telling you, it's not just nice. It's not, you know, elegant and high-end. It is the highest price place in the world. The stuff is fantastic. The place is beautiful, absolutely beautiful. But they were plagued because one thing that when you go into this place, they have parking attendants, like park here, park there. It's really up there. So one thing that kept happening was they kept getting robbed at night because they have to leave certain merchandise out in front, certain pots, certain plants. And they noticed that the same guy was stealing stuff. So they were like, you know, this is ridiculous. We need to do something. Filed police reports, can't do anything. The guy covers up his face. And what did they do? They stuck an Apple AirTag into some of the pots. And eventually, one of the workers at Rogers Gardens got notified at 2:00 in the morning on a Saturday night that, hey, the AirTag's in a new location. Calls the Newport Beach police and they go to this guy's house. And he has $8,000 worth of merchandise at his house, decorated, even in the front of the house. He didn't have to go inside the house. Didn't, you know, probable cause, they could have got a warrant and all that fun stuff. No, didn't need to. Found merchandise that he had stolen from the video in front of this guy's house. He is now going to be charged with 4 felonies. Felonies. What are you in for, Michael? I'm in for stealing from the nursery. Okay, it's gonna be a tough. Can't make joke. I can't go Dan on this one. You know what I mean? Michael Meeks is in a little bit of trouble. Okay, so share your thoughts on all this stuff. But you haven't seen anything yet. I gotta go to Rogers Gardens to show you that place. Because that place is just, again, it's just the most elegant high end nursery ever, and it's pricey. Let's put it that way. And it's one of those things that. It's just really, really high end. And this guy got $8,000 worth of stuff and they caught him red handed. So great way to catch people too is those Apple AirTags. Don't forget to hit the like button. Take a look at our sponsor. Please, if you want to email me anything, hello@iallegedly.com. Great stories. And one thing, Michael from New Hampshire, Dan, look, they're gonna lower our electricity rate. So I get all this stuff, guys, that you send me, and I read as much of it as I can. Like, subscribe. I will see you guys very soon. Thank you for being here.